Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped off in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts. Why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
One time for the birthday bitch.
One time.
Two times for the birthday bitch.
Two times.
Three times for the birthday bitch.
Three times.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday bitch.
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 You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on.
Take a shot of this birthday lick. I'm trying to get you back home in your birthday fit.
Valentine's for the birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
You a bad bitch, and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch, and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on.
Yeah. Alrighty, welcome to Global Fed Team. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx and Golden Fleece on the line with you guys. What's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back again another Wednesday. Been gone for a while, man. I miss your voice on this piece, man.
Yo, I'm so glad you're on the line. Like, I just can't do it today. Like, I do not even know all the way 100, so it's great to have you. I'm excited.
No, no doubt, man. I know you. Well, we know behind the scenes what we've been doing, what we've been going through. So a lot of things working, a lot of things cooking. Sometimes when, you know, I can't make it, she always holds it down. So I just want to say I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But cooking up a lot of new special guests and a lot of treats for the listeners. You know what I'm saying? And also in and out of a lot of different circles that me and you play in. You know what I'm saying? So, I know the audience be keeping track of us via Facebook, Twitter, and different things we do, but sometimes we go dark just to pop up with something dope. So,
right.
A lot of dope stuff coming.
No, that's exactly right. And if this is your first time tuning in, yes, we're having a little moment, reunion, whatever you want to call it. But again, we're here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. This is the show via Jimmy the Priest, Global 14. .com, so make sure you go check out the blog site as well. And I'm sorry, I got some crazy feedback going on the way. My bad. Hold on, guys. I'm doing that. But anyways, this is again the show via Jimmy the Priest Global 14. And yeah, if you haven't been to the site, global14.com, definitely go check it out. So we actually just played the new joint, Jimmy Dade. Is the name of the artist, and it was called Addictive. And then we also played Birthday Chick by Todd Backham. So we did open the show with two new records. Make sure you support these artists.
Jimmy Dade is down South Miami. That's Miami hometown right there, Jimmy Dade, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got a drink from TJ. You know, TJ's DJs. These people.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So
yeah, Jimmy Dave been putting in work, man. Jimmy Dave been putting in work. Definitely a dope artist. And you know, if TJ Chapman's passing it out, that they working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Most definitely. So we got that joint. We played that. And just a quick little something tonight. Not too crazy. You know, definitely want to make sure that we talk about real quick Surviving Compton. Which I was not looking forward to for several reasons, but I did watch it. And just as I suggested, just as I knew, it did leave a, you know, bitter taste in my mouth, per se. So just want to make mention of that. Did you get a chance to see that?
I did not see it. I saw numerous reviews regarding it. I've saw people say that, you know, it was not accurate. I've heard people say that they're glad her story is out there, but basically,
yeah.
Without me seeing it, it seems to be the consensus is Dr. Dre was horrible as a boyfriend, man, husband, whatever he was to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess when you start unraveling stories of record labels and people that were signed and something does as well as Straight Outta Compton, that you're going to have these trickle-down joints that make it to networks, and everybody
yeah.
wants their story to be heard. And I heard that she
yeah.
didn't feel she was represented at all, so someone gave her a chance to speak and tell her story, and there it is. I haven't seen it yet. I do plan on watching it, but mixed reviews, I'll say that.
Yeah, and I totally understand the mixed reviews because I still – I'm like half in and half out of it. I'm completely like, especially being a woman and just, I'm halfway in, halfway out. I'm not happy with Dre. But I also feel like I could have did without the story. I hate to say it like that, but I could have did without it. I was good. I didn't need to know the whole situation and how it played out, having baby mamas. Like, I was good on not knowing his personal life. So it just, you know, it was a lot to take in. I did watch it, and it did make me look at Jay in a different type of light, which I hate because it's been so many years. However, it is what it is, and she has a right to tell her story. So I wasn't happy with the film at all.
Wow.
Especially
you made me want to watch this shit now. Like, god damn.
Yeah,
let me see what story she telling here.
Yeah, I want you to watch it before I'm able to really just kind of go with. Like, I'm so unhappy with it that I needed time to process how I felt about it. It shouldn't even be that deep, but it is for me, just for several different reasons. For the whole domestic violence piece, the woman, the fact that woman, it's a hip-hop story. We're talking about Dr. Dre. And I left on such a high with Straight Outta Compton, and I was so excited. I feel like that's a classic movie, and I really hate any type of piggybacking off of that, initially anyway. So I just was not feeling the movie to begin with. But now, like, I don't know how to feel, so... I can't wait for you to watch it, and then we'll talk about it some more. But I'm still, if you haven't watched it, I would come to definitely watch it. But it does make you feel and look at Dre in a whole a different light, you know? You
right,
really do
right,
feel
right.
some type of way after watching that with Dre. But then you also,
well, you know, I don't
look
think
at her
domestic violence
well, so.
Isn't, you, well, you know, domestic violence isn't anything to, you know, just shun. You know, you know, that story is going to be felt by people that are going through it, you know, and it's going to kind of humanize Dr. Dre to a lot of different people that, you know, put him on a pedestal because of his musical accolades and different things that he's done. You know, it's going to kind of bring it down a notch. But hopefully the brother doesn't lose endorsements or things like that because of this, because that could happen. You know what I mean?
That's what I was saying.
Somebody could see that, sympathize, and be like, you know what, if these allegations are true and what she's saying is true, I don't know if I want him representing my product, you know? So
exactly.
That's where it gets a little tricky.
Exactly, and that's how I feel. Like, I'm like, okay, this is definitely going to make it hard for people to want to rock with you on a certain type of level. I mean... The Instagram comments, the Twitter comments were crazy. And then you have the other side that's saying, well, she was a hoe, so she did, you know. So it was just a lot. And like I said, I just could have did without the story. Like, for real, this is one of the stories I didn't even need to see the truth, but I didn't need it. I was good. I had Straight Outta Compton. The point of that movie was what it was. It served its purpose. It was about NWA. It wasn't about... behind the scene, you know, it wasn't about all of that. So I didn't need anything else. I wanted that,
right.
And that was good. And now I've got more than I bargained for and more than I needed and wanted. And then again, just back to the whole NWA thing, I never really saw them just being super respectful to women anyway. That's not what that was at the time. So I didn't, it's not far-fetched. So anyways, you know, it was what it was. Everyone was around. You know, you have certain times and periods in which people were, the heroin was the thing to do. Like, it's just certain different times. Music was just at a different place back then and at that particular time and in that particular region. So you got away with a little bit more than you can now without it, you know, being all over social media. So anyway, check out the movie. Like I said, I'm not happy with the movie. I'm not happy with Dre. But I just don't know how to feel in general as it relates to, like, the whole legacy of hip-hop. And there was a comment made about they wonder what hip-hop would look like behind the eyes of a woman. And I honestly don't want to know and see because I think women at a certain time and place knew what they were doing. Certain people know what they're doing when they come around. There was a lot of women that got into the industry by the way of sexual favors with men and just different things like that at the time, back then. So I think for women to say what it was back then, I mean, it's always been that way. Does that make sense? there's always been.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's always
just,
been.
It, people don't want to see it that way, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, content is king. So everybody's story that can be told and might have some legs, you know, somebody's going to give it a shot. Especially now, especially if it's a hot name involved. I'll put it to you like this. Michelle A's story would be more of an outcry if she was more of a star, which is crazy.
Right.
Because
right.
when you think about it, it's still somebody's head getting beat or somebody getting
yeah.
shot at. It's still the same
yeah.
thing, but it will lend to more credence if she was more of a star. Now, I say that to say that, wow, she got her story documented out on national television, and she hasn't really done anything in a while. That well,
right.
in the mainstream, you know, she had the
right.
show, I forgot what it was called, when she was on there with R&B Divas, I think it was, that she was on. But as far as musically being out there representing album after album or something like that, she doesn't have that underneath her belt. So somebody saying, okay, this story we're going to give some legs because of Dr. Dre's name, that's what I don't
right.
like. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when
right.
it's like, okay, either you want Michelle to share her story because it's about her domestic violence
right.
and what she
or
experienced in death row.
Mm-hmm.
Put it like this. If she was being beat by somebody else while on death row that wasn't a star, they probably wouldn't have cut that check and let her air this special. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
And she would have been in the same predicament. On death row as an artist, getting beat by somebody nobody knows, but I don't think they
right.
would have gave her that check. Now that it's Dr. Dre, and then she married Suge, oh, that's a story. So
yeah.
if you're going to sensationalize it, then I don't want to hear no complaints if people say, I don't care, that was way back in the day, I'm still rocking with Dre. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
should be no complaints there. You got your story out, people didn't check for it, or people didn't feel you, give you enough sympathy or whatever. Hey,
right.
you got your money, you got what you got, chill out. You feel what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
that's the
yeah,
only
yeah.
reason that it really even came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think what I never liked was that, because first of all, I was a surprise. I was like, where is this coming from? What's going on? But I think what I hated about it was the fact that, again, Straight Outta Compton came out and was such a smash success. And then now we had to, you know, we had to get the part two
right.
version now. So I'm just like a year later. So I'm just like, wait a minute, you know, what what happened?
Well, it's just like
it?
What happened
I
to
just,
Nate Parker. With Birth of a Nation.
Right.
Same type okay. of thing. You know, you get a hit movie at Sundance, they pay you a bunch of money, it's about to come out on the big screen, and then some rape allegation from college surfaces.
Exactly.
And kind of hurts your first week numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's designed
to do that.
Which
you've been putting movies out. Exactly.
Well,
you've been putting movies
that's my
out.
Thing.
Been...
It's designed to hurt
mm-hmm.
people. So when it doesn't
mm-hmm.
hurt somebody, that's great, because it's like, okay, come on now. We bringing this up for what reason? You know what I mean? But if it's somebody that, let's compare it to the election. You know what I mean? If I don't know how I would feel if I was a woman that was raped and the guy that raped me was about to be the leader of the free world.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that
yeah.
make me come out? It's, you know, even if I kept silent, you know, for
yeah.
years, would that now make me say, well, hold up, I got to say something. This motherfucker about to be the president?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's how they feel in their world. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this motherfucker just Straight out of Compton, a smash. He getting multi-millions out here. He done beat
yeah.
my dome in. Let me say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a woman, and I can't you know, explain what they're thinking at that time. But maybe it does rehash some shit that's like, wait a minute. My story
yeah.
needs to be told. This motherfucker just got almost $1 billion for Apple and a smash hit, and all he did was
okay.
smash my head in. I got to say
yeah.
something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't
yeah.
I don't condemn her, but at the same time, yeah, I don't like that, like you just said. I don't like that your name's in the in out there, you're doing good, and then here comes the bomb, you know what I'm saying, and try to take it all away from you. I really can't rock with that.
I don't know. And then, like, I just, anyway, I think, please see the movie, and then let's talk about it. We can talk about it on air or off air, but I hate it for everybody. And I just wasn't feeling, I'm just not feeling it. Like, certain things I'm just not going to rock with. And that's one of them. I'm just not a fan of what Jay did, and then I'm not a fan of having to see what he did either. I don't know. I just feel some type of way about Jay now as well, which I hate. And that's why I didn't want to watch it, because I knew it was going to change my complete entire, you know, how I felt about him. And even the whole Bill Cosby thing, like, that's not far-fetched. And it just, it's crazy. You don't even really want to watch the Cosby no more. And that used to be something that you would rock with. You know what I mean? So I guess I don't say I want to be blind to the facts, but it's just getting to be a lot, and it's just a lot. And if it's going to take down, I hate to say this, our black men or our minority men, then they need to be taking that same seriousness when it comes to, like, the Trump situation as well. You know, like, he shouldn't still be able to even run based on things that
definitely.
Like,
well,
so
that's what they're
just,
trying to
it's
do.
Funny how you
they're
get
trying to
right.
Make
it's just funny
that
how
way,
certain
you know?
People get knocked down. Exactly, like the Nate Parkers. Like, we can dig up everybody else, but when it's certain people, we just kind of we giving passes. I don't think anybody should get a pass. That's number one, and then number two, I've just never been a fan off of the piggyback thing with anything. So. I get it.
Well, you know what? I can't
like
say there's passes being given. I think Trump is definitely taking a hit when it comes to, you know, the poll numbers and, you know, things going down. And, you know, he can't really talk about what he wants to talk about because this is the big news. But what I will say is there's a pass in the sense of how it hurts them because – of how powerful they really are. You know what I mean?
A
young brother really don't have that much of a chance. So when he get his shot and get to the money, him getting taken down, it's like he could fall off right away, you know, as
completely,
far as, you know, these powerful, you know, whether it's a senator, a congressman, a president, you know, they get a little hit, but it ain't a big one, and they could go live their life. And, you know, matter of fact, they got a street in Washington, D.C., where a bunch of defiled congressmen and senators go live in a house on some place called C Street when they're caught cheating on their wife or fucking little boys and shit like that. They literally have a place for these dudes to go and just continue living their life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Google it. It's called C Street, and they're on it, chilling.
That's crazy. Even the George Zimmerman joint, like, really? Like, he's just out here just doing his thing. It's just crazy. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a fan all the way around. I didn't rock with the movie, and I did not rock with it. It definitely shed something, shed some stuff that I didn't like, and I hate that she had to go through it. But like I said, at that time, it was definitely a different time. And when it came to women in the industry and different things like that, everyone had their own choices and decisions. And they are what they are, including Jay. So disappointed, but I'm going to move forward. She had a conference.
Yeah, let's
still
move
a
on
favorite
from
movie
it. I'll watch it, and then
yeah.
we can talk
it's
about
a-
it. But.
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's still going to be my favorite film. Straight Outta Compton is going to be one of my favorites. I enjoy it. It's inspirational.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't change it. I mean, Dre's a character in Straight Outta Compton because he was in NWA. The film was brilliantly put together. So, you know, the film itself is going to keep on carrying, you know, I mean, Eazy-E died of AIDS. That don't mean that, you know, people going to look at the film any differently. I mean, it's these guys are human. It's their stories. You know what I mean? I'm not, like I said, I'm not even mad that she got to tell her story.
My thing is,
you know, do what you do. Hopefully, you know, everything's in the past. If it was to hurt a human being and take some money out of his pocket, then she got to live with that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's on her. But, you know, moving to the election, when we just talked about the election, of course, we got the last debate tonight, airing tonight. You know, everybody's been glued to these crazy debates, and man, this is just a weird, funny election. That a lot of crazy shit is going on, and my opinion is because of crazy motherfuckers in the race. But
right,
man, I've been glued to this shit more than I've been glued to anything else. Man, I find myself like, yo, what did he say today? He really making our democracy into a fucking reality show, and that shit is getting crazier by the day. So I'm definitely going to be checking out the debate. I think, and I'll say this, I remember I said this on the last show, I think every minority right now should really be gearing up to run to the polls, because if you think that you're safe with a Donald Trump presidency, you're sadly mistaken. And man, I mean, I'm glad all this stuff is kind of derailing his momentum, but you still feel it in the air if you're around certain areas. You know, you feel that these people are really pissed off that he might not win, and they ready start the revolution or some shit if Hillary gets in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, I would say everybody keep your head on a swivel when you at the polls going out to vote. You know, make sure you, you know, try to keep a level head. Don't let anybody distract you from doing what you got to do while you're out there. I'm hearing that people are going to try to, you know, disrupt the vote, especially in the minority and African American and Latino communities. So yeah, just everybody be on their A game when it comes time. If you're not early voting and you're gonna be in those long lines, just be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah, it's very real, and I'm looking forward to seeing it all come to a finish. I'm really over it. I've been over it. I saw a big banner, you know, out here in Vegas, because he's got the Trump joint out here, the Trump Tower, and I saw a huge banner out here for Vegas for Trump. And I was like, really? Like, well, not a banner, rather, billboard, you know. So it was just a lot. And I'm like, we got to do better. Like, look at our parents' generation, look at our generation. Like, it's crazy. We need to do better.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. But shout out to Eminem. Dropped a diss song, dropped a diss song going at Trump, going at Zimmerman. You know what I'm saying? I like when I see that. You know what I'm saying? Artists that are gonna speak out on some bullshit they see, especially if one of the biggest, if not the biggest, out there just dropped a freaking, you know, hip hop rap. You know, Eminem come around like the fucking groundhog. You only see him like once every fucking few years drop something. And for him to lend his voice talking about the campaign in the presidential election, I think we needed that. I think the youth needed to hear it. And because, man, we stand to lose a lot when it comes to this dude. But shout out to Eminem for that. Man, I was getting calls all weekend. People at the Revolt conference, like, where you at, man? Where you at? You know what I mean?
And oh, just like, man, yeah,
not gonna be
yeah.
there this year. But I'll say that the Revolt conference from afar looked the best that it's actually been. I mean, there was star power out there. I'm talking about from Nas all the way down to, you know, Jada and, you know, all the reality show stars, all the rap stars. Dave East performed out there. Mario. It's just a bunch of people that really came this year. Made me like, damn, we missed this one. This one was a big one. It's probably the biggest one. I heard Khaled got the key to the city right there on ceremony. So they gave him a key to Miami. They had a yacht party out there, a Revolt yacht party, where everybody got on a yacht and Dave East performed, Nas performed, Jada Kiss performed. It was crazy. I was like, holy, I picked a shitty one to miss, man. Damn, you know what I'm saying? I should have been at that joint. But shout out to Puff and all, you know, the team at Revolt for doing what they did. You know, they did the Breakfast Club in the morning, live from the hotel. what I've been seeing, it was a great weekend. So shout out to everybody that made it. Hope you got some good connects. Hope you got some good networking in, because everybody and their moms was out there.
That's crazy. I didn't know Nas touched down. I didn't even tune in for the situation because I'm on the West Coast. I knew I wasn't coming that way. But
right.
Nice. Thankfully, hopefully, the next few weeks, Soul Train Awards is the next joint. And then you have Core DJs that take place in Houston, Texas. So everybody that mm-hmm. is an artist and a DJ and all of that, you can touch down to the Core DJs retreat or conference rather that weekend. It's the November 4th through the 6th, something like that. Out there in Houston, so it's not too late to register and touch down. And then also you got the Soul Train Awards weekend in Las Vegas. And then what else is after that? Is there anything else?
After
I think there's like some kind of ASCAP.
I don't believe so. I mean, there might be some ASCAP. I actually think the ASCAP event, one of the songwriters that we worked to, I actually went to one of those in L.A., a few weeks ago, and there was a BMI a few weeks ago. So I think we might be winding down when it comes to the events and the seminars and things of that nature. We might be winding down, but if we get word of any, we'll definitely let you know on the show. But see a lot of people making their moves and doing their networking and new artists popping up like crazy, especially Atlanta. Of course, Atlanta's going to always have new artists mm-hmm. popping up. Lotto Savage, 21 Savage, like all that crew making some noise. Young Swift, shout out to Swift, signed with Epic Records. They making some noise. His mixtape's about to drop, Nights on Concord. Make sure you check him out. Swift,
nice.
He's been grinding for a long time, and this dude got some serious joints.
And he's young,
man,
too.
Just
he's super.
Young
he's,
cat.
He's,
young cat. He's been grinding
yeah,
for a long
great
time,
age
though.
To, yeah,
he's the truth. He's
great
the truth.
Age.
He's going he to make some noise. I mean, he got Timbaland Skyping, like, yo, you the next dude, So it's a lot of good
mm-hmm.
things going on with a lot of people that done put in the work. So, never stop working, but just know where you're going. What else happened that I was checking out?
What?
Lil
Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Oh Lord.
Have you been following this guy?
I following is a overstatement, but have I been hearing, keeping up, seeing little things here and there? Yes, I have.
Well,
mm-hmm.
the fascinating thing to me is. I've been hearing about him and people been, kind of ridiculing him for not knowing hip hop history like they want him to know it, or saying his music is garbage and this and that. And, like we always tell people, look, there's fans for everything out there. So you can't
Absolutely.
Discount something that somebody's doing. But I saw a Sprite commercial with LeBron James and I was like, damn. His team is moving. You know what I'm saying? He got a Sprite commercial. Everybody talking shit. Over 1 million followers on the gram. And he got a Sprite commercial with LeBron. People really need to realize you can't hate on these guys, man, because there's somebody out there that's fucking with them. Why you hating on them? There's somebody out there that's fucking with them. So just know, when you are trying to be somebody in this industry, in this world, you're going to have the good and you're going to have the bad. The successful people don't give a fuck.
No.
They just keep going. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to shout out that kid because he's everywhere. I just seen him on the Tidal
mm-hmm.
concert in New York. I was like, this kid is moving. He don't care what
that's
nobody
dope.
Says.
They say the same thing about Designer, and they said the same thing about Trinidad James, and I've never been not okay with that. I think it's great. If you have an opportunity to change your life, to change your family life, to change your environment, to change your surroundings, to change your circumstances, definitely take that and do it. If you're proud of it at the end of the day, with integrity, morals, whatever you have, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with people doing it, like the reality shows. No problem. Do your thing. Everything is not going to be for everybody. And then there's a lane and a, and like you said, a market for everything. And I think right now, we talked about the different events that are happening. This is a perfect time for any artist that's listening right now. We always have a lot of unsigned artists that fall in the inbox. Honest, can you? Listen to the things that we give you, the tools that we provide to you and the resources. They're not anything that we made up. It's not a golden rule. You can clearly go to Google. You can clearly go to social media and see the different things that are happening. And right now is a time for you unsigned artists or any artist that's under any type of development to be going super, super hard because there's nothing going on. We just did Revo. Soul Train's going to happen. And this is, we're chilling. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas time. People are relaxing. And then they, you know, doing their thing for New Year's Eve. But now is the time for you to get yourself together. So if you need our services, if you need our assistance, we're here. But make sure you take, you know, take heed to it. I had a dude hit me the other day, and he was just like, I need a manager. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
I don't understand what, like, what is, I'm not trying, I'm understanding, what are you asking? Like, I need a manager. I said, okay, what, I mean, I'm not a manager, so what do you mean? He's like, oh, well, I have a hit. He just started sending me all these, like, links to his music, and I didn't listen to any of it, of course. And I said, well, I think you should just go to the Core DJ conference that's in Houston. He was like, oh, well, I'm already all over the radio, so I don't need a DJ, but thanks for your help. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I basically gave him a resource to go to, and him not even, if he would have said, okay, well, ask for the questions, I could have said, yes, I know Tony Nero, I know this person, go meet up with these people. But he didn't even take the time to look into that. He said he's all over the radio. And I said, well, it sounds like you have it together. What do you need a manager for? He said, oh, I just for promotions. I was like, okay, so you need a PR. So people don't even know what they need. So it's just, you know, it's hilarious to me. But I think there's a way to approach someone in the industry and there's a way to approach people for help. And then when you ask someone for help, be receptive to the information they give to you.
Nobody gets upset if you have a plan and a path and you just
right.
think that this isn't the time for, a DJ or whatever. Like, I'm always cool with that. You ask me something and
yeah.
you say, yeah, I just don't think it's the time in my career where I'm really looking for that. This is what I'm like, hey, that's all good. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you call and ask and you inbox us and ask, we're just simply going to tell you what we think, you know what I mean? And then
right.
if you use it, you know, you use it. If you don't, you don't. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Just know
yeah.
that sometimes people have seen that route, seen the
mm-hmm.
route you've gone. I could tell you right now, me, you know, I seen all of this stuff. You feel me? I know how many people have done it as opposed to how many people has made it. So you're never
yes.
going to get from me, you're going to get from me, keep pushing, but I'm going to always tell you have some type of plan. It's got to be goals, step by step. You got to cross one foot in front of the other, get to one side of the street before you say you're taking over the town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Walk the blocks and know the town before you talk about taking over the town. You know, a lot of cats don't. They don't look at the big picture of what they're trying to do. They see what people have done. They don't know how they got there. So they already,
okay.
Let me put this on the radio. Let me do this. Let me do that. So then when you do that, what's the next step? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Has anybody mapped that out for you? Did you know that, okay, once we reach that goal, this is where I'm going? So it's always good to reach out and get advice. You know what I'm saying? But if you call it like a know-it-all, you know, people not going to be receptive to that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
if and
you're
if
calling
you just,
for advice, take your advice.
It.
Whether you could use it, you know what I'm saying? Use it. But don't call
don't
like, I know what I'm doing. I'm just, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, that's whack. Like, you ask me, you first of all, the first thing you say, I need a manager. No greeting, no, hey, how are you? Hey, I've been seeing you grind. You know, no type of intro. Just, hey, I need a manager. Like, I'm just out here just, who needs one? Like, no. It's just the way the approach is all up, you know. So, again, you know, don't, first of all, don't send me your music unless I ask for it. But since we're talking about sending music, Yes, we had an unsigned segment. Those are always popular. We will have one of those on this show coming up soon. And yes, tonight is a ramble night. We want to say what we want to say. It is what it is tonight. we will have
yeah,
guests
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, definitely just, you know, straight talk night. That's what it is, straight talk
night.
We got cool guests coming up, you know, that we got cool events coming up. All that stuff is in the works. But tonight is just straight talk night. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna create a straight talk night where everybody could join in and straight talk what they
we
what
did.
They
I
not
told
feeling.
Them. Yes,
you know,
like a round four type clowny. I told them, like, yes, those are coming. Please believe it. Especially
yeah,
we got
definitely
the staff approved. Yeah, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope. Can you let them know how they can get the music played? The only way they're gonna check for your record for the most part through this video show outlet is through that unsigned segment. So I'm going to let you tell them how they can get on that. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. You guys just got to hit us up on our inboxes, Onyx and Onyx 254 on all outlets. Social media, I'm The Golden Fleece on all outlets, THAGOLDEN Fleece. And just message us, you know, and when you message us, just let us know what's going on with the music. You know, if you want us to play it on the show when we, you know, give our feedback, have special guests to listen to your music, okay, cool. We'll save it and we'll rock it on that show. We'll let you know that we're rocking on that show, but we want to know a little bit about it. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what's your plan. You got an EP coming out. You just pushing a single. Where you from? You know what I'm saying? So we can give it the proper justice when we talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all we ask, man, is just hit us on the inbox. You know, I stopped doing a lot of social media posts regarding it because, you know, I felt like, yo, a lot of people just drop the music on the wall. Check this out. Check this
they
out.
Do.
Things, you know? But
do.
There's some that's
so
respect. There's some that's respect it. You know what I'm saying? They just drop the music. You know, they don't drop the music and be like, yo, I'm telling you, I'm that next big thing. I'm that next big thing. You know, it's like with us, you don't even got to tell me that. I hear the record and
right.
I'll be like, okay, we're going to talk about the record. If I think the record's dope, it's dope. I'm not saying that just because we think the record's dope, you're about to be a star or something like that. But just to say, you don't have to always tell people, I'm the next, I'm the next. Listen, there's a lot of people that said that. Put that
right.
strength and energy in the music, and people going to hear that you the next. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just hit us up. Let us know what's up. We receive it all. We want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So send it to us. Just drop it in that inbox, not on them walls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
pause,
just coming through in the inbox. Like, I'm about to start block. Like, I wasn't even feeling good this time, so I really wanted to just, like, kind of block and delete. But I was like, nah, let me not, because he may not know. So let me just, like, try to put him on to what it is. But, you know, that's getting real old. You got to get out here and educate yourself. If you want to be a part of something, we talked about this a long time ago. When you want to be an attorney, you go to school for law. You can't just show up in the courtroom. All right, I'm here. What's up? You got to go to school. You got to do things to get to that certain level. So it should really just be a committee in place for music. Like, even DJ coalitions, like, you should not be able to just start a coalition. Like, there, we need tests and exams, but unfortunately, we don't have that in the music industry. But I will block and delete you. I'm getting to that point, Golden. So, yes, I'm not as nice. I'm going to start deleting people and blocking people for falling in my inbox crazy. But, yeah, I just had to mention that. I know he's listening too. So, yes, you were out of pocket to me that way.
Whoever that was, you know, whoever that was, I guess he know now. You know what I'm saying? I guess he know now. But it's all
mine.
Love.
He tried to
it's
take
all
advantage.
Love. You know what I'm saying? It's
he tried
all
to
love.
Take advantage because I was a woman. That's what it is. And women get that a lot in the industry. You know, men will try to fool you over or try to, and it's like, no. No. But
let me say something to anybody listening that's thinking that's the way to do anything. You know, first of all, you got to understand what you asking for. You know what I'm saying? When you asking for advice or asking or telling somebody what you need, you have to understand that person is going to say, okay, why do you need that? Meaning, where are you in your career? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Why do you feel you need that? Okay, cool. You ready to do what for that? You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to come, all you have to do is come correct. You know what I'm saying? I know if I'm about to push a record and I want to get it on some avenues, before I make a phone call, I got money ready. You know what I'm saying? Because I know when I'm going that route and I need something, then somebody else is going to want to receive payment for what I need. You feel what I'm saying? So I just have it ready. If you feel like I ain't paying for nothing, then you can't possibly think that somebody is going to say, okay, well, let me just take your shit for free, spread it everywhere that I know how to spread it for nothing, because that's the way it's supposed to be. There's certain people you approach like that. DJs, yes, I always believe they should be spinning your record without charging you. Unless the market is so crazy where they break records that you could come out your pocket because you know what the result is going to be. I'm not a big proponent of this payola bullshit where a DJ that DJ in your club down the street and never broke a fucking record in his life asks you for some money. That's bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? If you ain't a record breaker and you asking for paper, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to play music in the club. Find a good record, play it. If you got a if that person got a platform where people are listening and it's attached to a name of a person that is damn near icon, and you want something done that is over the top of playing your record the nights we play records, then you might have to have a little change. You feel what I'm saying? Depending on what you want. But my point is, know what you want and be ready to give your side. If I'm going to give my side, give your side. I'm the type of cat that always assesses what somebody's talking about. Nobody's going to run ragged trying to break something for somebody that they don't know, don't know your work ethic, don't know if you're going to jail next month, don't know a bunch of shit about you. You feel what I'm saying? So have your plan tighter when you approach somebody. And it don't matter if they're a man or a woman, because I know women that could cut you a check tomorrow, and most niggas don't get that check because they come foul. Like, oh, baby girl, I heard you. First of all, my name ain't baby. I literally heard an executive tell somebody this before. First of all, my name ain't baby girl. I don't know who you think you're talking to. And she was a check cutter, somebody that if you would have came the right way, could have probably changed his life. I sat there and watched him fuck up in 5 minutes of the conversation. So just be respectful when you do come, because you never know who that person fucks with, who they know. So I remember coming to somebody and saying, yo, I got $4,000 to make this happen. And they told me straight up, nah, it ain't going to take no money, man. Don't worry about that. I still let them know how ready I was. And it turned out I didn't have to spend no money. You know what I'm saying? So don't think it's always about money. It's not. Sometimes it's how you approach the situation.
That's absolutely correct. So come correct. In the inbox, or don't come at all, straight up. I'm out here grinding and rich, and I don't have time. But I do have time to come back for next Wednesday, and which we will. I'll come back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And I'm under the weather, like, straight up. So I'm going to come back,
yeah,
and I'm going to be
some rest.
Bigger,
get
better.
Some rest.
I know. I'm going to be back and better, you know, next week, next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. I don't have any other shout-outs or anything, but we did open up the show with the Chad Beckham record and the record from the dude Jimmy Gates, so check them out. And, yeah, it's time to grind. Fourth quarter is for all the independent artists, all the unsigned artists, and anybody that didn't get the results they wanted to get in 2016. Let's go into 17 with a plan, including the show. And shout out to the staff, because we got Ricardo on deck, we got Faith on deck, and we got Anthony, and we're getting ready to shake some things up. So I'm excited. We're excited. Sure. And that's it. I'm good. I'm out. Give me
yeah, man.
Nah,
keep checking for us, man. We got a lot coming. You know, like I said, hit us up, Onyx254 at the Golden Fleece. Man, you know, like she said, 2016, it came and it went. Took a lot of great people. Took a lot of great people in 2016. So, you know, salute to everybody out there trying to grind. Let's make it to next year. Let's make next year better. The way you make next year better is know where the industry is going. You know what I'm saying? Know what's the next thing coming up. You know, it's always changing. Know what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? And you could do that by sometimes just chilling out and doing a little research. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always out there pounding a CD in somebody's face. You could discover a new way to get on. You know what I'm saying? There's cats making money. Trust me, making money. I know them. I'm one of them. Onyx is one of them. And we don't got no hit records. You know what I'm saying? They're not yet, at least. We got records
not
that
yet.
We've done, but nothing's, you know, a hit yet. But we got, we making money in the industry. From not from this show. I'm talking about from music. You see what I'm saying? Study what's paying. Who's paying? Everybody that got 800,000 Twitter followers in the industry, they're usually not cutting the checks. The people that are got about 2,000-3,000.
If that. Some of them got 500-600, and I'm following them, stalking their
social media
like crazy.
Trust me, they know who they are. And they barely got anybody following. Don't get caught up in the hype. The hype will have you lost. 2016, we in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? So go hard. Get ready for 2017. Everybody keep pushing. But, you know, just keep doing your thing. Don't get caught up in the hype, man. This industry, it's great. It's taking a lot of our brothers and sisters off the street. Got them eating. Got their families eating. Beautiful voices being heard, beautiful music being played, awards, seminars, all this shit we like to go through. But you go into these shits just to take pictures, hug a motherfucker, and put it on your Instagram,
you got completely. And y'all and Becky, I don't cuss because I would have been going in on that. But
it's all good, man. We'll get them next time. We'll get them next time, you know. Everybody go watch the debate. Get into your politics. Get your ass out there and vote before you be in shackles again. You a Latino, you might get thrown and deported somewhere, man. I'm telling you.
It's crazy.
Go vote. Shit's real.
It's crazy. Well, we're going to do this Jeezy rap. You know I love me some Jeezy. Trapper Die 3 coming. I can't wait. I'm going crazy. I'm like his biggest fan with it. We're going to play this Jeezy. Let him know. We just let him know what it was. We're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky. Back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. Take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the chops, yeah, how you leaking socks? Let me tell you about the story from Marazzi to Versace. My partner pulled up, I had to shepherd up a box. A few bowls on the side, yeah, you know it look rocky. Choppers in the car, got my own paparazzi. Stars on the ceiling, couple distance on the trill. Where them bad bitches at, let me know you in the bill. Last time I hit the counter, said my bell was a mill. Last time I hit the club, said I could've bought the bill. Somebody hit him with the sauce, off the ass for a minute. Like my feeling niggas say, get in my bag for a minute. They like, where you been, yo? They were bad for a minute. All them clown niggas when the shit was sad for a minute. But, these niggas get on that shit, y'all. I can write a hit, dog. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dog. Plus another 20K just to go, dog. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dog. I'ma show you how to kill him with the hate, dog. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dog. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga old, dog. You niggas gon' learn who the fuck with. Y'all old gon' make me with the fuck shit. Took it out the bag, mixed it with the yellow box. Went to sleep, woke up, in a yellow watch. Now
one clown nigga when this shit was sad for a minute. But I'ma make these niggas get on their shit, dog. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, dog. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dog. Plus another 20K just to show, dog. I can see it in their eye, dawg. Type of nigga sitting wait on your demise, dawg. Couldn't walk a mile in the side, dawg. I'ma show what you been like surprise, dawg. You a whole ass nigga can't stop shit. You a whole ass niggas ain't buy shit. You know we brought out all the chains for the gold digger. And we brought out all the things for the whole nigga. You get money in this motherfucker, what it do? Got a pocket full of hundreds and I bet they blew. Hard dickin' bubble gum, no pillow talk. And I ain't gotta say much, I let